What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, if you guys are just joining us today and you don't know anything about the not-so-psycho Sue story, I am afraid that you're just going to have to go online and listen to it. But we will tell you this, that yesterday when we talked to not-so-psycho Sue, she told us that her ex-boyfriend was begging for attention from her. He wants her back so badly now that the dude ends up going back over to her house and taking back a dog that he gave her as a present a year and a half ago, and could do it because his names were on the paper. Police was called, dramatic scene going on. Bottom line is, dude ends up with the dog, and Not So Psycho Sue was totally broken up. So after the show, we hooked her up with a lawyer, and at this point, none of us know if she has any rights at all.
Right.
Is the dog gone? How she's feeling about things? So here she is again today. Hey, Sue.
Hi.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Did you get the dog back?
I haven't gotten the dog back yet, but I did talk to Alan, the lawyer, yesterday. We talked for about 30 minutes, and he ended up actually sending a message to my ex and just basically told him that I needed the dog back by 12 because I do have rights to the dog because I have proof that I paid for everything and I paid for medical bills. And he has watched the dog for me like 4 days out of the year and a half that I have had the dog, and so he made a big deal about that. He's like, is she gonna pay me for the fact that I, you know, watched her dog for her?
Oh my god, come on.
Well, do it. What's the going rate for a pet sitter?
Right,
there you go.
So he said that he couldn't get the dog to me by 12 today because he has work and school, but he would get the dog me by tomorrow, but my parents just wanted to get me away from the situation. So at 10:30 today, me and my mom are going to the beach for the weekend.
Okay.
Nice. So he's going to give it to my brother tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. He's not allowed to talk to me anymore. That's what Alan told him. You can't speak to me or my family unless, you know, he's talking to my brother about the dog. And
Alan's the attorney?
Yeah, the attorney, yeah. And so he's not allowed to talk to me, so I haven't talked to him, but he's been trying to convince him to be able to send letters to me through the lawyer and stuff
crazy.
Like that. But
so is this like an official restraining order?
No. What's going to happen is my parents wanted me to sleep on it because, you know, we do have a lot of mutual friends and we do have a godson together. And I wanted to think about if I wanted to get a protective order against him. So I thought it last night, kind of, he was saying some stuff about me on Facebook and Twitter, and so it really upset me, and so that was kind of like the last straw. So I am going to start the stuff on Monday, and we're going to go meet with the lawyer and figure out everything that we can do so that he can stay away from me.
I'm just curious about what the guy that you're currently seeing is up to. Is he having commentary about this?
Last night, he kind of just broke things off with me.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just because he said, you know, right now in my life, I don't need someone else in my life. But so he broke things off with me. He's like, I want to be friends with you still and stuff like that. But yeah, it sucks. But I mean, I kind of am listening to, you know, the bride when she says everything happens for a reason. So I guess she just wasn't meant to be in my life, you know.
What was Tool writing on the internet about you that was upsetting you so much?
Just that I was lying and I was a psycho, and but I mean, my friends know everything that's going on, and they read what people read on Twitter about me and to you guys and on Facebook, and just, you know, he basically was kind of saying I was trying to get airtime and stuff, and like other people have been saying, but I don't know, it just really hurt. Like, I was crying a lot yesterday just because of everything that people are saying that don't even know me, and just saying that I'm trying to get airtime, and honestly, I would rather get airtime for something so much more, better than this. I'm not really trying to do that.
And you shouldn't be doing it during spring break week, because we're not even getting airtime this week.
Right. There's no one listening. No one's heard your story. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, there's so many things to talk about today. This guy, have you been in touch with Fiji at all?
Yeah, she emailed me. I mean, I know she emailed you the fax stuff and, or the fax letter and stuff. I already knew about it, but that's like part of her story. You know, I don't know like everything about like what happened with that. So,
well, I'll just highlight one line out of the fax that this tool sent her the first day that she was on her vacation in Fiji, and then I'm gonna read one line from the email that he sent to us. Okay.
Okay.
This, again, is her first day in Fiji, and he has sent a fax, and he writes to her, "When you get back, we should go to counseling and see where we can go from here. Oh, you are very important to me." Okay?
Wow.
That's to Fiji. And in the email to us regarding him wanting to come on the radio with you, he writes, "Because I want to be with her, and it's not because I want to manipulate her." So he's saying, he's again doing the same thing.
He's
saying
done.
He wants you. He's telling her he wants her also, wants to go to counseling with her, but he wants to be with you. He hasn't changed his position at all.
No, and this is... Go ahead.
He also, I don't know if she sent you the whole thing, but he also said not to talk to me anymore and that we shouldn't be talking because we're just going to match up stories and I'm going to tell her lies and she's going to tell me lies or something like that.
Yeah, I did see the whole thing.
Of course
he
doesn't want the two of you talking because then you start piecing it together and he's
ruined
like, oh,
stories.
Crap.
So he's just isolating the two of you guys so you can't talk.
This
is
the first time he's gotten resistance on it. This has been what he's done to the two of you for however many years you've dealt with him. He's not changing his practice at all. It's now you guys are aware of it, and you're giving him resistance. And this is the first time the two of you have ever said no to him together at the same time.
Exactly.
Is there's something like mentally twisted about this dude?
Mm-hmm. It's the first time he hasn't gotten what he's wanted.
That's a good point.
This is the first time he's gotten what he's wanted from these two women this whole time.
Yeah,
3 years.
It's been going on for so long, and. I mean, and this isn't something that I have a lot of guys that are this age, I mean, not to this extreme, are like this. And they do emotionally and abuse people like this. And it's unfortunate that something like this is happening. But, I mean, I just think we both need to move forward. And, you know, we can talk to you guys and stuff about it, but we don't want to talk to him. I just want him to leave me alone.
Right. He desperately wants to come on. He desperately wants to come on and talk to you. What did he write in this email? He writes, I only want to come on if she's on. I'm a medical student, and I have to be in the hospital by 7, except on Monday. Sue knows I love her, and I never meant to cause her any pain.
Whatever.
I want to talk to her even if it's on the radio. Please beg her to go on with me.
No,
and she can hang up, whatever.
No.
I just want her to hear me out. This is stuff you already know because he says that you guys have had a conversation. And if she refuses, I will come on myself. Last night I told her I won't come on if it hurts her too much. She told me to do whatever the expletive with an F I want, but I want her approval because I want to be with her, and it's not because I want to manipulate her. I'm going to get help, and I'm going to be a better person.
No.
And I know she loves me a little.
Oh, my God.
And I just want that chance to talk to her, so please pass on that.
That is nuts. No way. This guy is a sociopath.
See, the thing is that I am not invested in him, so I cannot be manipulated by him. You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to manipulate us like he's trying to manipulate them.
Well, you guys
I just want to make it clear because I think I didn't make it very clear when I told you guys I still have feelings. I have feelings as in I worry about him and I worry about his sanity, and he is a medical student, and
which is
so he
scary.
Needs to get his issues fixed, but I don't love him at all. I don't want anything to do with him. I don't like him. I'm a very caring person, so I care about the fact that, you know, obviously there's something wrong with him, and everyone has their issues. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm perfect, but I don't love him, and I should have made that clear. I guess when I talked to you guys a few days ago, I kind of said along the lines that I maybe still did. I don't love him at all.
At one point, were the two of you guys engaged?
No. I was actually with someone else for a long time, and we were about to get engaged, and he came to me and asked me to, break it off because he wanted to marry me and wanted to be with me, and at that time, I did really love him. And I still have feelings for him, so I did break it off, but we were never engaged.
Fiji said to me yesterday, she tweeted to me yesterday, she's like, if you guys knew the entire story between the three of us, she said, A, it would make a great Hollywood movie, but she said nobody would buy tickets because it's such an unbelievable story.
Right.
I mean, we're getting a piece of it. I mean, I think that, yeah, we see where this is going and he's crazy. You know, but it is, that's the first time we've revealed that he's a medical student, and that is scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's very scary.
I'm just sad, too, that the guy that you were currently seeing backed out of it. I can understand why with all this drama going on, but what...
He definitely wanted him to break up with me, and he said stuff to him, too, and emailed him and said stuff about our relationship.
I gotta be honest, I would have backed out, too. That's just too much drama. Too much. I would have left.
I understand why he did, and I don't, hate him. I'm sure he'll probably hear what I said, and I don't have any, hate towards him, and he is really worried about me, too, because, it's just really hurtful what, is being said about me sometimes, and I'm not a bad person. I don't know. I just feel like I'm not a bad person, and I never meant to come off as a bad person or a psycho or anything.
I don't think you have.
It just hurts.
I don't think you have at all. These are the tweets that I exchanged with Fiji yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She writes, at Burt Q100, we listen to Sue's update, and I'm drinking one for the Burt Show. Thanks for making her do this, and I can't wait to talk. And I think she was talking about getting you the lawyer, so she was really excited that you were going to get your dog back.
Yeah.
And then she writes, again, at Burt Q100, if I send you an email with the facts Jordan sent to me at the hotel in Fiji, would you want to read it on the air? I want everyone to know. I think I wrote her back, hell yeah. Then at Burt Q100, what an expletive, A with a hole, he truly is. And Sue does not deserve her dog being taken away from her. She's the best owner, and I know that because he said it so many times. She's honestly the sweetest girl ever and does not deserve any of this. And I'm putting tweets together now. These were like three or four. I feel like it's all my fault. Sorry, I'm a few drinks in, and I heard everything online, and I feel so bad that she lost her puppy. He truly is unreal. You have no idea. Then I tweeted to her, can you believe you were hours away from marrying this guy? She tweets back, can I believe I slept next to him every night and this was going on right under my nose is the right question. I tweet back, totally sucks, sorry. And here's the cool thing for you right here. She writes back, it does, but everything happens for a reason and I gained a new girlfriend out of it, as weird as that sounds.
Yeah, it's true. She's not my best friend. I have a best friend, but she's honestly become one of my really good friends. And every day she emails me, and, yesterday, Fiji's, way ahead in the time zones and stuff, and she, stayed up really late emailing me, trying to comfort me and stuff. And she's really upset because people are saying it's not true because she invited me on her honeymoon or something. And she was like, it's totally true. She's like, who wouldn't invite you on their honeymoon after what you did? And so, she's just a very supportive person. And she's just as great a girl as she's saying. All the compliments she's saying about me are about the same for her.
Well, Fiji and Sue are like war vets. They're going to be tight. They just got back. They fought a war together, and they're still fighting this war. And when the war's over, they're the only ones that can share the story and relate to each other.
Right.
They're the they are bonded like the guys who went and saved Private Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely.
They forever have a story to tell together.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Mary. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I completely think that she did the right thing, and that guy is a piece of crap and everything. But my question goes to, she said that she was dating that guy who just left her for 3 months, but this just happened with the wedding. So how did that time overlap? Was she seeing both of them at the same time?
Mm-hmm. But she hasn't been seeing this tool guy. They broke up a while ago.
Oh, she broke up a while ago, then she decided to go to the wedding over the weekend because she knew that he was getting married.
Right, because Fiji and thought that she was totally psycho. So to prove that she wasn't, that's why she was going to say, look, here's proof. We broke up a while ago, but he was cheating on you with me.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to get that cleared up. Well, I'm very proud of her. I think she did the right thing, and he is a piece of crap. And I hope she gets her dog back.
Yeah.
No. Which should happen here pretty quickly.
Good.
All right, so today you said you're taking off for the beach?
Yeah, with my mom.
All right, so fun.
So you're not going to go to that party?
My brothers are going because their kids are about the same age.
Okay, cool. Oh,
that's cool.
And it's great that you're not going to be in the same room or the same house that this guy's going to be in.
And good for mom to say, you know what, honey? You're coming with me.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, have a good weekend and get away from all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend and good luck with the puppy. And if anything goes wrong there, let us know and we'll try to do everything we can on our end.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest.
They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.